recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. When it comes to money, what kind of a saver are you? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. One of the very best resources I've come across that gives great, straightforward information to consumers is the Dallas Federal Reserve. In one of its publications, it describes different types of savers, an important bit of information for everyone. It outlines four types of savers. There's the planner saver. This person controls spending and budgets to save. There's the struggler saver. This person has trouble staying afloat financially and finds it difficult to save. There's the denier saver, who is a person who sees no reason for a budget because they don't see themselves in trouble financially. And finally, there's the impulsive saver, the person who unfortunately spends today like there's no tomorrow because tomorrow will just take care of itself. So, what type of saver are you? And especially given the circumstances in which we find ourselves financially, what kind of a saver do you want to be? To accumulate, grow, and preserve your money takes discipline. While it's important to have a savings account, you also need to set aside a certain amount of money to create an emergency fund. I've talked about this a lot. This fund's goal should be 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses in an account where you can easily access the money if there is a critical need. Set a rule that you will not touch that emergency fund except for vital emergencies, say in the event of job loss or layoff. Regardless the type of saver you are, you can improve your savings goal by remembering this bottom line. You must always earn more than you spend, or you must spend less. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.